Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Hope Dealer. I'm your host, Ari Rose. If you're new to this, hello and welcome. This podcast is kind of like a diary for me. It's a place where I just share my thoughts. I'm not a big person on long podcasts. I think my attention span is kind of short, and not to mention I got a million things going on at once. So I like to get my content, my information, my motivation, my umph for my day in small doses, you know, quick 10-minute conversations. And so that's what this podcast is. So if you're new to this, I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up as to what you can expect to get out of this podcast. It's a place, a space where you can just click on any single one of these podcasts and take 10 minutes out of your day to just kind of reboot, rethink, rewire, and create a new mindset for yourself. So I started this book club my friend Tashelle started as the page turns, and I'm so crazy because I'm so busy, I barely have any time, but I wanted to give myself that because reading is a good habit that makes me feel good. And so the book this month is The Mountain Is You, and it talks about transforming self-sabotage. Okay, so this is like the chapter one that I did, and I read this part and it said, the greatest act of self-love is to no longer accept a life you are unhappy with. It is to be able to state the problem plainly and in a straightforward manner. I thought it was so important and just so, like, it was just perfect timing to read this. The greatest act of self-love is to no longer accept a life you are unhappy with. As we get ready to turn the page from 23 to 24 and we start to set our intentions, I want us to be clear about the life we are living. I want us to be accepting of where we are and accountable for why we are where we are, if that makes sense. If we're not living a happy life, we need to take count. We need to hold ourselves accountable. We need to figure out what it is that is not adding joy to our life. What it is that is stopping us from living a life that truly fulfills us, that truly makes us happy. That when we wake up in the morning, we sit in gratitude and we thank God every single morning because, wow, I just can't believe this is my life. I just can't believe that this is where I'm at in my life. And on my Instagram, I did a story post and I said, how can we create a life we love? And I listed a couple of things. And so I want to go over some of those things because many of you, actually 100% of you that responded to if I should do a podcast on how can we create a life we love, literally 100% of you said you wanted a podcast on this. So here are some things that I want to leave you with today that I think can help you create a life that you love. Number one, pour into yourself. It is so important to pour into yourself. I'll give you an example. I was a little sick for like a few days and I just wasn't feeling like myself. I was out of it. I had a lot going on. I was pushing myself and I could just tell my body was just not where it needed to be. My mind was drained. My spirit was exhausted from pushing. And I took the weekend to completely shut down. I had a massage. I got an IV drip. I went and bought CMOS. I did a hike. You know, I did things that I needed to kind of slow me down, calm me down, and nourish me and fill me back up. This morning, I vowed to start taking yoga, you know, once a week, a meditation yoga. So I went and I did that this morning for 1 hour. And I remember walking in and thinking, oh my God, 1 hour. Geez, that's so long. And I kept looking at the clock and it was like 7:10, 7:15, 7:20. And I was like, ugh. And finally, the instructor started doing these stretches where she was like, okay, now it's going to get more difficult because we're going to have to hold these forms for 5 minutes. And during those 5 minutes in each different form, I would just close my eyes and inhale and exhale and just really ground and connect. And thoughts kept popping in my head. Like, I wonder if my phone's calling. Oh my God, I wonder if I have it. And I would say, no, Ari, just shut up. Stop, stop. Be present, be present. And I kid you not, the last 35 minutes of that class felt like 10 minutes max. Like, it flew by because I stopped panicking. I stopped living in what's next. I stopped worrying. And I just allowed myself to be present. And I felt such a difference when I left because I had clarity in my mind. I said, I have a meeting at 10, but till then, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to create a to-do list of all the things that kept me up last night so that I can start knocking them off so I can sleep better tonight. Pour into yourself. Figure out how you can pour into yourself. Number two, set boundaries. If something isn't fueling you, if someone doesn't make you happy, if a friendship isn't serving you, you don't have to cut them off. You can simply start distancing yourself. Set your boundaries. You got to protect your space. And the only way you can create a safe space is by setting up boundaries. Work on your inner peace. This kind of goes back to what I just said about meditation. Do what helps you to work on your inner peace. For me, now it's meditation and yoga. I love to read at night instead of watching TV because it allows me to like get more tired and drowsy, and it takes my mind off of everything and takes me to a world that, you know, could be, I usually tend to go to like romance novels and so forth like that. Let go of resentment and anger. You guys, anger doesn't serve anybody. Resentment does not help you grow. Revenge does nothing but poison your spirit. Let go of anger. Ask God, pray on it. Read a book on self-healing. Talk to a therapist. Talk to a friend. Talk to a pastor. Figure out what you have to let go of anger and resentment. It is not good. It is literally cancer for your spirit. Next, learn to lead with love. I live by this. I absolutely live by this. And my friends can tell you, my boyfriend can tell you, I lead with love. I do everything with love. And when I feel like I'm upset or I'm angry, I take a second because I don't want to be that person. I don't want to get upset. I don't know. I'd rather have a conversation. I'd rather come back and talk when I'm at peace. I'd rather come back and talk when the emotions have gone down. Learn to lead with love. Take chances. Take chances on who you could be. Take chances on who you want to become. Take chances on that class you've been wanting to take. Face your fears. All those things that are in your mind, all those limitations are because you've created them. Those limitations, limiting beliefs, are self-made. You've created them and you've said them so much in your mind that you now believe that you can't do it. You won't even allow yourself to try because you have literally convinced yourself that you are not capable. And I'm here to tell you, in 2024, you are more than capable. That ceiling that you see, you put that ceiling there. You built that ceiling there and you can knock it down. You can rise above it. You can lift the bar on yourself. Take a chance. And last but not least, because I can go on this topic forever, walk by faith. It is so important for us to walk by faith. We need to start walking like we know it's going to happen. We have to start knowing that it's going to happen. We have to start believing in ourselves, most importantly. Believing that you can grow, believing that there's another level of yourself, believing that God has something greater for you. Take that chance. Face that fear. Set your boundary. Set your goals. But you gotta hold yourself accountable. If you wanna grow, do that. I read a passage in the book that I'm talking about, and it had said something about, you know, when you tell yourself you're going to be on a diet and then 6 hours later you're eating a bag of chips, that's called self-sabotaging, you know? And it resonated with me. because I've never been one to diet. And when I tell myself I'm going to diet, it's almost like I self-sabotage to prove myself that I can't do it. And I thought, I preach so much discipline, and I have finally been shown a place where I don't have discipline. This book showed me where I was lacking and where there was room for growth in my life. So guess what I'm doing? Not so much dieting, but practicing discipline on creating healthier eating habits. And that is where I have room to grow, and I'm taking it serious. And I hope that something in this podcast has maybe started a little engine, started a little wheel in your mind. I just want us all to be great. I think it's such a beautiful thing when we level up and we grow. It's such a beautiful thing when you look back and you see the growth in your life and you see the obstacles and the storms that came and tried to knock you down, and you persevered and you just stood tall through it all. It is so beautiful to look back, and most importantly, it's so rewarding. And those moments, and when you are able to look back, literally becomes your testimony of how strong and powerful you really are. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you loved it, screenshot it, share it, tell a friend, send the link. I would love to get this podcast, my podcast for 2024, to be a big podcast where many people tune in for a little daily pep talk. Until next time, God bless.